In a world where extreme competition exists everywhere, what does it take to have success in your career and in life? Join me, Nirvana Chaudhary, as I sit down with some of the most successful individuals to discover the secrets to their success, what continues to drive them, and to hear a few exclusive stories in the process, what drives them and their success code, their mantra for making it bigger. Hello everyone, I'm back again with my podcast, Making It Bigger. Today I have with me someone who's like a younger brother. I've seen him over the last couple of years, Mingma David Sherpa, the youngest person in the world to have conquered 14 peaks above 8,000 meters. He's just 32 years old and he's the fastest Everest and K2 summiteer. He's also ascended the K2 in the winter times and done a number of highest world rescues in his mountaineering experience. Mingma bhai, thank you so much for coming on my show. I know my first question, which I always ask, that you have done all these expeditions and all these mountains which are unheard of, what is your success mantra, what is it that keeps you driving?
Thank you so much, first of all, Dai. I'm very happy to on your podcast. Actually, when I start as a mountaineer, I born in small village and then my parents were farming. And then when I born, and then age of small, I woke up from my home to school, almost 1 hour to reach school and then 1 hour to back. And that's why I'm physically strong. That's why I started age of 20. I climbed Everest. After that, I feel I'm stronger. I feel I'm born for the mountain. That's why I started continue. That's why until now, until 2021, I summited 8,000 meter, above 8,000 meter, 26 times. And wow. Only thing is strong means mountaineering is strong and low altitude is strong is totally different things. But luckily I born for the mountain, that's why I keep continue climbing and then finally I succeed.
That's amazing, Mingma bhai. You know, I at that age getting that kind of a mindset and that orientation is so important. But you know, me, I have also, in my own small little ways, done small treks like Everest Base Camp, Annapurna Base Camp, Kilimanjaro and Thorangla Pass and all, you know. Maile, what I realized was that physical fitness is important, you know. But what is more important is the fitness in your mind, you know. What do you think about that?
Main thing is so many different things, but main thing is basic physical fitness. Everyone need. Even stay for healthy, stay for whatever. But high altitude is a different thing. You need to experience 1 hour self because of, some people is very fit in low altitude, but they don't fit in high altitude. That's why we need to try 5,000 meter, slowly 6,000 meter, 7,000 meter, 8,000 meter, we progress slowly. Because nowadays I feel very strong, but first time when I reached Everest Base Camp 2008, age of 18 years, that is so difficult, almost I'm crying two times. But nowadays, I'm flying directly Kathmandu to Everest Base Camp, I sleep there. But that experience helps lots. That means we are used to it slowly, very slowly. But this, if I summit Everest, but every time I'm not strong. Sometimes my physically, mentally I'm prepared, but physically sometimes we are very weak, and sometimes we are altitude sickness in Everest Base Camp also. Also, that is not for beginner. Sometimes we don't know. Sometimes also for me.
So that
we need to every time acclimatize. I submitted Everest seven times. That may doesn't mean I need to go directly every summit. I need to every year acclimatize from Everest Base Camp to slowly. Yeah.
Got it. So, like, you know, Amro, even in the business world, right? Just because we've got that experience, you know, just because we've got that track record, sometimes we look at, doing the bigger things. And I think, Azule Vannu Vako, one thing is so important, ki, no matter how many deals you do, no matter how many business decisions you take, you have to be ready with the basic in each deal. Ki. You have to be ready with your right team, right mindset, right conditions, right criteria for doing each business deal. I think tile pani comparison euta garna milcha ni tapai jasto while you are talking about that every time I go to Everest, sometimes I might not be physically strong or mentally strong. So every time I need to practice that basic fundamental principles of mountain climbing, you know. I think business ma pan testai huncha. Tell me, first of all, Mingma bhai, you know, I'm so proud of you, Nims, your entire team. Your 14 Peaks has now been nominated for BAFTA. Plus, your 14 Peaks, listen, it's really put not only Nepal, but especially the climbers like yourself, you know, especially from the Sherpa community, people who've been climbing on the spotlight, you know. Tell me, now that it has been put on the spotlight and I can see that you're doing so many wonderful things, okay? Whether it's to do with education related in your village or health or emergency response, all of that, right? Tell me, why as a sunny you see more and more people from outside Nepal coming and trying to do trekking, right? What is the way we can motivate the youth of Nepal to go and see our own mountains?
I can say every time we born as a Nepalese and we are definitely proud of Everest is in our country, but maximum people are only proud of we are born from Everest land, but they never been Everest base camp. That's the baddest thing. Actually, as a we are proud of about Everest, then we need to sue. We should go to Everest Base Camp. Actually, I request to all.
Yeah, I know you promised that. You promised me that one day you'll take me to Everest, right?
Yeah.
So I really want to do this, you know. And plus, I think Nepal is known for our ecotourism and adventure tourism, you know. And we are still not yet to capitalize that properly. Okay? You know, we need to be able to get the right government policies, right infrastructure. Even in the mountainside, we need to have the right kind of equipments and lodges and the technology. With the use of technology, we should be able to do it. You know, now tell me, you know, we watched 14 Peaks. The whole world has watched it now. You know, most of the footage was shot by you, right? You're the one who was going there. Nims keeps talking about how you both have gone back and rescued. I mean, you and Nims are completely different people. Yes, they are climbers, you know, but I think you both have a and heart also that no, if we see a climber getting stuck, we're going to go back there. We're going to rescue them, you know. I mean, it's there are a lot of rescue teams, but why do you do this to risk your life and do this?
Rescue and high altitude photography or videography is normally people are everyone tired, it's difficult, but even 100 meters running, we win or we lose, but everyone tired. But only thing is our mind is need to be stronger. Physically definitely we are tired because 8000 meter videography, photography and rescue is so tough. It's climbing is so easy, but is some above 8000 meter rescue is, but only our mentally we need to be strong. I need to be help them, and then we need to be safe his life, and that's motivate to we run our body and our mind and our system. Otherwise physically we cannot do, everyone tired.
So is that purpose, that power you get within, that you know you need to save a life, that energy keeps you going and doing that, you know. Now my last question to you is, you know, who Who is Mingma David Sherpa's idol? Who's your mentor? Like, who's your, someone you want to be like?
That when I'm strong, small, that time I never thought that I was in joining mountain climbing. But certainly when I came to Kathmandu 2007, and I got opportunity to, as a porter, to help someone in trekking areas, and someone climbing and they are covered by news or whatever. And then I thought I'll be one day in mountaineers. That's why mountaineers is not my childhood dream. When I see 2007, then I started. And then I got opportunity and someone give to me opportunity to climb Mount Everest. But I never lie myself. I need to do, because he gave me the chance, he trusts me, I need to respect him. That's why I keep continue, then that's why finally I'm here.
That's so amazing, Mingma bhai. I'm so proud of you and what you just said. Normally, you know, while growing up, you have this idol and this person you look up to. I think what you just said is that, you know, you looked at yourself as a challenge, your own self as an idol that you wanted to be. When you were climbing Everest, you saw people who were in media and all, and you said you could be that person one day, right? That's so amazing, Mingma bhai. I'm so proud of you. Again, I don't know what is there left for you to conquer. You've done everything possible. Now, maybe only the space. But Mingma bhai, thank you so much for taking out time. I know, even in this such a short conversation, I've learned so much. I really want to wish you all the best for your 14 Peak Foundation and your next movies that's going to come up and your next expedition and your next challenges in life. I wish you all the very best, eh?
Thank you so much. Thank you very much, Dai. Now, I need to help. Your help, actually.
Great. Thank you.